This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey with the classic sounds of Aerosmith there. The world of music has taken a lot of twists and turns in the past few decades, at least from a business perspective, and how we listen to it has changed a lot over the years as well. Records gave way to 8-tracks, then to cassettes, CDs, MP3 files, and now, of course, streaming apps. But while apps like Spotify and Apple Music dominate, the physical music industry has made something of a comeback in the past few years. Last year, vinyl records actually outsold CDs for the first time in 35 years. All this means record stores are making a comeback, too. Shandy's Music and More is just one example of that. The store was founded in the late 90s and for a while was located in Canton, Illinois. The physical location closed in 2016, but fast forward to this year and Shandy's has reopened a physical store on a farm in Fulton County. To talk about the shop's journey, the lasting appeal of record stores, and the new farm shed location, we have with us Bob Long, the owner and operator of Shandy's. Bob, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And we are going to open the phones for this part of our program today at 800-222-9455. What do you think of the resurgence of vinyl record sales? Do you still listen to music, to physical music? Do you miss hanging out in record stores? Let us know what you think at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. All right, Bob, set a scene for us. Someone is coming to visit Shandy's in its current location. What do they see on the way in?
A lot of farmland. Fields, animals.
And what about making their way inside the store?
Once you get past the gang of turkeys in the yard, you'll see a big Morton building, and when you open the door, it is heaven.
Heaven. Say more about that. What are we talking? CDs, physical record, vinyl records?
All of the above. We have CDs. We have vinyl records. We have cassettes. We have 8-tracks. We have video games. We have everything that will make you happy.
Why a farm? Why set up on a farm?
I live on a farm, and we had a building. And after our building in town was involved in a natural gas explosion, we did sales in our garage for a while, and then we just said, let's just open the store back up. So we took the machine shed building and turned it into a record store.
Talk about that process. Was that a lot of work that went into that, a machine shed into a record store? Permits, that sort of thing?
Not permit-wise. It took a lot of work just to transform it, and we're still working on it. But it is open, and when you come in, you will find heaven. If you're a music fan, you will not like it.
Yeah. So I understand the money you make at the store goes to rescue animals. How did that come about?
Me and my wife have been involved with animal rescues for a long time. We both volunteer at shelters and places like that, and now we work with some rescues across the U.S. Most of the animals on the farm are rescue animals. So something that we can do for the good. So
and
we
and
donate profits.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. Yeah. Sorry. You donate the profits, you're saying.
Yeah, we use those for animal or for rescue animals.
So I understand this is still a working farm. How do you strike that balance between the farm and the record store and the many other things that you do in life?
I don't really work the farm. There's fields and somebody else takes care of those. I take care of the animals with my wife on the farm. And we just reopened the store back in August, so a lot more of my time has now gone to that. We used to have a gym in the back of the store downtown in Canton. I trained fighters out of there, but we lost the gym and the store on the same day in the explosion, so I don't have a gym anymore. I travel around and work with fighters, but don't have my own gym any longer, so I have more time to devote to the animals and to the music store.
When you say fighters, are we talking boxing or MMA or something else?
MMA.
Oh, fascinating. What an interesting Venn diagram of activities you do in life. Training MMA fighters, selling records. What sorts of people do you try to appeal to with your record store? I mean, I guess maybe the way to put it is, who is the store for?
I'm trying to make the store for everyone. We carry all types of music. We have video games. We have we deal with Magic the Gathering, the card game. We have sports figures. We have collectibles. If you're into entertainment, we have DVDs, Blu-rays, T-shirts, posters. If you're into entertainment, we should have something for you. If you just want to come in and look around, our store is a lot like a Hard Rock Cafe. The walls and ceiling are covered with signed memorabilia, guitars, cymbals, drum heads, posters, CDs, albums are signed everywhere. It's fun to just come in and look around, even if you don't want to spend any money.
If you're just joining us, this is the 21st show. We're talking about a record store, a new old record store, you might say. It's located on a farm in Fulton County, Illinois. It's called Shandy's Music and More. It's been around for a while, but only opened in its current physical location on the farm in the past few months. We're talking with the store's owner and operator, Bob Long. You can join our conversation at 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. So you mentioned the memorabilia. Do you have some favorite pieces you can talk about and maybe how you came to be in possession of them?
Yeah, I have three guitars signed by the band Kiss, who's always been my favorite band. I have guitars signed by Disturbed, Wasp, Mudvayne, Lita Ford, Warrant, Firehouse, Motley Crue, David Allan Coe, Confederate Railroad. I work a lot of shows in the area, so I've been doing music retail since the 80s, and I take something to most of the shows I go to. We get it signed, and now it's hanging on the walls.
What was it like meeting Kiss for, I don't know, the first, second, or third time, maybe, depending on that?
A lot of times they tell you not to meet your heroes. Kiss, for me, has never been one of those instances. They've always been nice, polite. You see a lot of bad raps from different people about them, but I've never seen an issue with them being rude or anything. I have met a lot of rude rock stars. I've met some downright horrible people, but most of them are nice and friendly and are thankful to have fans.
Do you want to name names about who we should avoid trying to meet?
I don't really want to, but yeah. I'll give you one just because he was so horrible.
Okay.
And that is Danzig.
Huh. Interesting. Well, I'm sorry you had that experience.
But a pain to work with, and he was not a very nice person.
What got you into the world of record stores in the first place?
Growing up, when I was young, I was introduced to Kiss from a friend. And since then, music has been a huge part of my life. I've had a lot of other jobs, but they say if you have a job that you love, it's not a job, and everything I've done in music has been great.
Where did the name Shandy come from? Who or what is Shandy?
Well, if I told you my favorite band was Kiss, you could probably figure out the song came from them, but I had a dog that was named after the Kiss song.
All right, all right. You're revealing a gap in my own cultural knowledge there, but go ahead.
When I decided to move on from working for other people in record stores and opening my own, I asked my son if he would rather have the store named after him or we would name it after the dog, and he picked the dog, so Shandy's it is.
Nice. So, you know, you've seen record stores evolve over time. We've seen shifts in musical trends and even how we listen to music. What do you think of this sort of trend of vinyl coming back, people spending a lot of money on vinyl records when, you know, CDs for a while seem to be the superior medium? And frankly, you can get all the music you want right now off a smartphone.
The smartphone does not sound the same as real music does. And the you're right about the vinyl. People love it, but it costs way too much. You can still buy CDs for a decent price. But vinyl is a big trend. I understand the artwork is cooler, but takes up a lot more room. And I've noticed a lot of people that buy vinyl don't even have a turntable.
Oh, that's interesting. They're buying it for the look or the cool factor, not even to listen to.
There you go. I think They want their friends come in the house and they'll go, look at my vinyl collection. I'm like, where's the turntable? Well, I don't have one. I don't open them. I don't play them. There's no sense in any of that, but I've noticed a lot of people don't even have a turntable. They just collect vinyl.
Yeah. All right. So, aside from location, how do you set, like, what makes Shandy's different? We talked about some of the memorabilia. You know, we are seeing record stores surviving and even thriving into this era when a lot of people had written them off in the past. What takes Shandy's into the future?
Our dedication to music. We want to push it. I push a lot of independent artists. We have all the major stuff too, but how much more do I need to push Taylor Swift or Kiss? But there's a ton of bands out there putting out music that don't have a major label behind them. And that takes us to, they need push. Their music needs to get out to everyone. So if you come here, you will find a ton of bands that nobody's ever heard of. They're great bands. We'd be happy to play them for you.
Nice.
But it's going to take the new artists to keep this going.
Can you get Taylor Swift at Shandy's, if that is what people want?
Yes, you can, and they've bought quite a bit of it.
She is doing a lot for the economy, they say. Bob Long is the owner and operator of Shandy's Music and More. You can find it on a farm in Fulton County, Illinois. Bob, thanks so much for being with us. Good luck with the business.
Thank you very much.
You keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You say you want to go for a spin. The party's just begun, we'll let you in.
And that is all the time we have for our show today and this week. Coming up on Monday, we are planning on having a conversation about tipping on our show. We would love to hear from you. How do you feel about the practice of tipping? Do you think businesses have been overdoing it with the tip jars lately, real and virtual? And maybe if you've ever worked for tips, does it feel like a fair system to you? We'd love to hear from you and share your comments on the program. You can call our voicemail line anytime between now and Monday morning at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Technical direction and engineering from Steve Mork and Jason Croft. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Kiss for our exit music today. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again on Monday.
Wow, we'll drive you crazy.